KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 67. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, May 12th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Lots of sunshine this weekend. We'll have highs in the mid-80s both today and tomorrow. Grady Memorial Hospital now just days away from moving into its new surgery area. The story part of today's Cool News. There are still a few minor details to be worked out before Grady Memorial Hospital staff can move into the hospital's new surgery and imaging center. Administrator Keen Spellman hosted a number of city and county officials for a walkthrough of the new center last night. He's hoping they can start moving in as early as next week.
We got the criteria to do it, so we have a few little details that we think we can, within the next couple of days, we'll send up proof that we've made those minor modifications. And then the state, we believe, after they've given us their verbal comments, will give us their certificate of occupancy.
Spellman said the target date now for the first surgery is May 24th. The imaging center won't be open for another month. It's taken about a year and a half to build the $17 million addition. It came about after state and federal health officials closed the hospital's operating rooms nearly 3 years ago, and county voters approved a one-quarter of a penny sales tax to build the new facility. It's day number two for Stewart and Beth Ann Meyer's walk to Stillwater. Stewart, a retired state trooper, Beth Ann, a retired teacher, walk from Chickasha to Stillwater every year to raise money for Special Olympics. Today, they'll leave Minco and head north on U.S. Highway 81 to El Reno. Then they'll go east on the historic Route 66 to Yukon. They are being escorted by state troopers. Stewart said drivers find the most unique ways to help their cause.
He got out of his truck and he walked over and there was a rock at the side of the road. Got up there and he'd put a $20 bill into the rock.
In recent years, they've collected about $10,000 a year. And since they started the annual walk back in 2000, they've collected more than $125,000 for Special Olympics. They'll arrive in Stillwater next Wednesday in time for the opening ceremonies for the state's Special Olympic Games, where some 6,000 athletes will compete in events like track and field, bowling, and bocce ball. Chickasha is the place to be this weekend if you're an antique car buff. The spring swap meet for the Chickasha Antique Auto Club will wrap up its three-day run today. A couple of hundred vendors selling numerous parts for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lots of transportation memorabilia for sale, too. Even an auction of some classic cars and trucks scheduled today. Plus, there's an arts and crafts show going on in the North Exhibit Building at the Grady County Fairgrounds. The swap meet on the fairgrounds, as well as property owned by the Chickasha Antique Auto Club, just to the east of the fairgrounds area. Today's a big day for letter carriers across the country. The Stamp Out Hunger food drive designed to restock food pantries. This is the 26th year for the National Association of Letter Carriers to hold the drive. Steve Riggs is the chairman of the food drive in Oklahoma.
The regional food bank that we work with serves more than 1,300 community-based partner agencies and schools in 53 counties in central and western Oklahoma.
You're asked to put a few non-perishable food items in a bag and leave it by your mailbox today. Your letter carrier will pick it up. In Chickasha, contributions will go to the Emergency Food Pantry, the Southern Oaks Church of Christ, and the Resurrection House. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. District Attorney Jason Hicks will talk about his opposition to State Question 7088, the proposition to legalize medical marijuana, on our Cool Conversation program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, attorney Bob Hayes is this week's guest. We have links to both programs at our website. You can go listen to them whenever you want. Our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 90-year-old Earl Davis of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving during both World War II and Korea and retired after 20 years with the military. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm weather for the weekend. We'll have highs in the mid to upper 80s both today and tomorrow. Right now, fair 67 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. In sports, the Blanchard Lions and Elgin Owls are set to battle for the Class 4A state baseball title today. In the semifinals at Edmond Santa Fe yesterday, Blanchard scored 6 runs in the 7th inning to beat Tri-City rival Tuttle 8-2. Elgin put on an offensive display with a 16-1 win over Verdigris. The title game at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Also at the Bricktown Ballpark, the 2A and 3A title games. Number 1 Silo and number 3 Dale square off in the 2A championship. Number 1 Oktaha and number 3 Jones duel in 3A. Class 5A and 6A baseball title games at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. The 5A title between Bishop Kelly and Pryor. The 6A championship between Westmore and Jenks. At the Class 5A state track meet at UConn, CHS Lady Chicks with a number of athletes. And Amira Foster and Tamia Murray were both in the 100 meters, but neither qualified for the finals. Foster's time of 12.6 seconds was short by just 1/100th of a second. Murray will be taking part in the long jump today. And Diamond Ellis qualified for the finals of the 400 meters with her time of 1 minute 3.33 seconds. And the Lady Chick 400 relay team qualified for state but did not advance to today's finals. USAO baseball and softball teams leave this morning for their respective NAIA National Tournament opening round games. Both teams drew number 1 seeds in those tournaments, and they are the only top 10 teams in their brackets. The 8th-ranked baseball team, the first to leave this morning, they'll be making the 775-mile trip to Bowling Green, Kentucky, in search of their 3rd consecutive trip to the NAIA College World Series. The 5th-ranked softball team has a much shorter trip, heading up to Dodge City, Kansas. There are send-offs for both teams this morning. The baseball team will head out about 9 o'clock. The softball team leaves at 11:30. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers capped their series with Memphis with a 2-0 win over the Redbirds last night in OKC. The Dodgers now head to Colorado Springs to open up a 4-game series with the Sky Sox. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. It's powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center, now with a spine center inside SPMC. You'll find the link under the news tab. I'm George Plummer. Make it a great day!